Hey, it's Jem. It is 8:51 on Monday morning, the 16th. It's unwrapping day. I'm having a little bit of breakfast, and I'm waiting for Jules to call me, say that it's time to get started. I'm very excited for her. I'm a little bit worried because I haven't heard from her this morning. Usually she texts me right away when she gets up, but I know she's got tons of stuff going on and she's busy, so my anxiety's just like, is everything okay? You know? So we're waiting for the call.
I have nothing on below my waist.
Just knee socks.
Just knee socks. And I have this paper cut.
Yeah, welcome to the gynecologist.
Okay.
That's how it is. Except they make you take off your top also.
They're not doing that for me.
No breast exam today.
So there's this examining table to my right. It has all this stuff laid out.
Oh, yeah, you got a mirror.
Jelly.
Oh, lubricant stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what that is. That's a Betadine swab for cleaning. They use those when they deal with catheters.
Okay.
I found out all about Foley catheters yesterday on YouTube.
Really?
Yep, I found out how to put them in and take them out. There was a nurse demonstration. Because I was like, how does it stay in? And there's like a balloon on the inside that they inflate.
Are they going to have to pull that through me?
No, they de-inflate it before they take it out. It shouldn't feel like much of anything.
Okay, good. And then that looks like a syringe.
That's for uninflating the Foley catheter.
Cool.
I'm so educated. I feel really smart.
I know.
Actually, I don't know if they're going to make you pee like they did that one lady.
Oh, yeah.
But they might use it to put some liquid in there so you can try to pee.
Oh, I forgot about that. They really put a lot of that in her, as I recall.
They did. But I don't know what her procedure is. Is that whole wall to your right, like, really, like, some kind of mirror?
It's a wallpaper that's like yours, but it's more.
Oh, yeah, it looks like a beautiful forest.
Yeah, it is really pretty.
What a smart idea. For her to do that.
I know.
I love it when doctors give you something to look at while you're better than medical charts, even, because it makes you feel relaxed. So how do you feel?
I feel great. I mean, I'm really ready to have this catheter out. I'm really ready to have the packing out. I feel great. I'm hoping that my life will change a little bit after this, and that some of the restrictions I have can be eased off on, but I don't know. Needless to say, I'm going to do whatever she tells me to do.
I was looking at the post-op instructions that I took a picture of on my phone, and it said that, I don't remember if it was today or tomorrow, I think it might be tomorrow, that you can start to take short walks now that you're
catheter's out. That's true. I really want to walk, of course.
You're going to be dilating a lot, too, so that's going to change.
I'm going to be dilating, I think, 3 times, is that right?
Uh-huh.
Maybe dilating 3 times.
That's what the instruction said for the first week.
I think I pooped another 1 or 2 times since I talked to you.
Rad. Well done.
I know. It's like, yeah, I think I feel like just kind of normal now.
That's really good. I know you were concerned about that.
Hey.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
All right. The first thing I want to tell everybody is you got to pee today. So, have you been a good girl and you're staying in bed?
Yes.
Is that true?
It's true as far as I could have seen.
Yeah. Okay, all your incisions are intact.
Yes.
You don't have any hematomas that I can see.
Yes.
You're bleeding a little bit, and that happens. Let's measure your depth. So this is going to go in, packing out.
I'm losing my virginity here.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, ready? Here it comes. Don't squeeze.
Okay, I don't know what squeezing is.
Well, yes, you gotta loosen these muscles.
I'm being unpacked. I can feel it.
You've got depth to spare.
7 inches.
Holy moly.
7 inches of depth. Look at her mirror.
Yeah.
Okay, so labia majora, labia minora, hood, really swollen.
Yeah, I
see. This is your urethra open. Your clitoris. Right there. Your pee is going to come out here. So your clitoris is sleepy, but right there.
Oh my gosh.
See it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll stop in before you go.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about dilating. You ready?
Yeah.
We have two dilators.
Okay.
Okay, purple and blue. We're only using purple right now.
Okay.
The blue is the larger diameter.
Yes.
Right now, you're only going to do twice a day. So when you're finished, you're just going to wash this with soap and water.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Let's go. Oh, your phone. Is that your phone?
Take me with you.
All right, thank you.
Hey.
So I'm about to go get in the car.
Uh-huh.
So I'll call you later on, and I will, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, call me.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that was exciting. I didn't get to see anything, obviously, but I did get to see her reaction to when she saw her new parts, and she put her hand over her mouth, and she looked really affected. I can't wait to hear later how things felt for her and how she's processing all of this now. I just can't wait, but you'll get to hear it without waiting, because the magic of editing. So here you go.
Okay, good morning. It's Jules. It is Monday morning at 11 o'clock. I am still in Newtown, Pennsylvania, but I spent part of the morning in New Hope at the doctor's office, and saw Dr. McGann and saw two members of her staff, one of whom is Crystal, who I've mentioned before. I had all the packing taken off. I had the catheter out, blessedly. And so we got a mirror, and I got to see myself, and I got to say that it wasn't for the squeamish. It was a lot of discharge. There was some blood. The tissue was of different kinds and of different kind of quality, and a lot of it was puffy, and it was asymmetrical. It's not, you don't look at it and think, oh my gosh, I'm a porn star. It doesn't go like that. It goes like, oh my gosh, the offending item is gone. I am so happy. I'm looking down at myself, not in the mirror, and seeing nothing other than what I want to see. My heart just absolutely filled, and I didn't care that what I saw in the mirror wasn't beautiful. I mean, in the classic sense, I just saw something that was going to turn into something that I was very happy to have. Crystal taught me how to use the dilator. Let me say this. Oh, and also, Crystal told me that I have 7 inches of room down there, which I'm very happy about. And I'm starting out with a good lot of depth. I understood that 6 inches was kind of standard and where you'd like to be. And I have 7 inches, and that makes me just feel like I really have, you know, a little bit of room to spare, and also, you know, may mean good things for my love life in the future. I'm hoping so. So, she showed me how to dilate. Uncharacteristically for me, I got it right the first time. I'm not really good with coordination of hands and eyes. And I can look at something and think, oh yeah, I can do that. And then I try it and then everything goes haywire. But this time, you know, she showed me the steps, do it at this angle, put it here, start it over, and move it this way. And I did that, and it went right. I took it 6 inches in. There are dots on the dilator itself to show you how far you've gone, and mine went in 6 inches. She said, you don't, for right now, you don't want to go any deeper than that. So my instructions right now are to do it twice a day. I'm seeing them again on Thursday. So many of these things are going to change. But as for today and tomorrow and Wednesday, I'm doing it a half an hour twice a day. So a total of an hour. I have read a lot, as you possibly have, dear listener, about dilating. And I want to be informative here. I was going to say honest. I want to be informative. Some people say it hurts. Some people say it doesn't hurt. Let me say first that I'm going to repeat that I've had essentially no pain related to the surgery since the moment I woke up. And when I say no pain, I've had no pain worthy of taking even an aspirin for. Not that they would let me take aspirin, but a Tylenol. I've had pain, but not related directly to the surgery. I have a couple of times taken Tylenols. I had a bit of a headache either last night or the night before. And I took a couple of Tylenols for that, but I've had no pain related to the surgery, and I'm very happy about that. So with respect to the dilation, I cannot say that I find it to be a thrilling experience. If there is some pain, I'm not talking about on the 4 or 5 level, there's pain on the 1 to 2 level, and for a half an hour at a time, this is, you know, it's not going to be something I look forward to all day. I'm hoping that the pain level will eventually start to abate. It'll be better. Also, of course, that eventually the things you can do to substitute for dilation, I'm speaking specifically of sexual activities, sexual-related activities, and because you get minute-for-minute credit for any time, you know, anything's in there, so if it's not specifically one of the dilators you are given, you're okay. Although, you know, coming to think of it, I'm not 100% sure how much you're having really kind of romantic, beautiful, let me have it sex. I'm not 100% sure how many times I'm going to be thinking about getting out a stopwatch and saying, okay, hold on, let me make sure I have enough credit for all this. So anyway, that's that part of it. I will just give you my bit of bad news. It's not going to be bad news for a lot of people at all. If you sleep on your back, it's not bad news of any kind, but I do not sleep on my back, and I don't sleep well on my back. And I asked, how soon can I start sleeping on my side again? And Crystal said, 4 weeks. And Jim took that to mean 4 weeks from the surgery, which is 3 weeks. And I took it to mean 4 weeks from now, which is 5 weeks total. And we'll see, because we'll find that out on Thursday. Okay, so that's the bad news. The good news is I get to have more altitude, meaning I get to sit up further. I've been at about 30 degrees, and that's not much. And I think now they're going to let me sit up as far as I want, as long as I'm not sitting on the surgical area. I sat in the car on the way back on my donut, and I sat up, you know, at least 60 degrees. I mean, I could see everything going by, which was nice. It's gorgeous middle fall here in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. It's just beautiful. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful frosty day. And that was nice. So I will be able to sleep in line bed at a greater angle, which is better. I may sit. Again, it'll be on my donut to eat for 10 minutes, she said. So 10 minutes, that'll be great. I can sit on my donut for 10 minutes at the table, which I did earlier. So that's nice. I'm walking around the house and have never seen. And I've been here for however long. It's Saturday, Sunday, Monday, today, and I've been here since Friday. So I got out and saw the rest of my family, showed me the rest of the first floor. I don't know whether I'll ever see the second floor, but it's a really cute kitchen and dining area. And the rest of the house is kind of prosaic. My room's gorgeous. So there's that. The really good news, short term, is that I get to shower. Oh my gosh, do I feel rugged. And yes, I'm a hiker. I'm a backpacker. I'm used to going out into the mountains and being away from a shower for 2 or 3 days. And that's that. But lying in bed in your own increasing selfness for a week, I'm ready for that to be over. So it will be over. And in fact, if it weren't for this next requirement I'm going to tell you about, I would have headed straight for the shower the minute I walked in the front door. However, I have been given instructions. It's 11 now, and I have been given instructions to pee by, quote, 2 or 3. And for me, that means 2. And I think most people have no problem doing that, but I don't want to be the one of the exceptions. Because if I don't, I have to go back to Papillon in New Hope and get the catheter reinserted, and I don't think that's going to be a whole lot of fun. So I am just drinking to beat the band here. And then Crystal said, look, you don't want to be worrying about how to pee while you're making sure that you do pee, because you've lost a lot of bladder muscle tone in the last week. It'll come back quickly, but you don't want to be worried about how to pee that first time. And by how to pee, I'm sure a lot of you know that peeing as a woman poses all kinds of challenges that peeing with a man's peeing organs does not. And, you know, I have to say that I always thought there were very few advantages to being a man, but I have had to acknowledge that peeing is certainly one of them. And now that's gone. I'm perfectly okay with that, but I don't want to have to learn to pee and to make sure I do pee as part of the same exercise. I'll learn to pee next time. To that end, Crystal suggested, and I agree completely, that what I need to do is just pee in the shower. So what I have done is come home and had some breakfast with my family, and I am now back in my room. I have had one 16-ounce bottle of kombucha, and I am almost through with a subsequent. I filled it up again with water, and that's about 3/4 gone, or maybe more. And I'm just going to keep drinking. I have to disrobe and get in the shower, and it is going to feel so luxurious, I think, to have a shower, get my hair clean, get my body clean. I'm not allowed to touch a surgical area, but I don't care about that. And so I will have clean, conditioned hair. It just feels like such a luxury right now. So I have a few other requirements. One is to make sure I get lots of protein. I am a vegetarian, and Jem is a vegan, and protein is all, even at the best of times, something of a problem. So my family has gone out for some sort of protein supplement. So that is the end of this broadcast, and I will talk to you soon. Hey, it's almost 3:00. I'm about a minute into my first dilation. It's nothing I would ask for, but it's not quite as bad as I had heard. You know, there's a little bit of unpleasant pressure on what you might call the roof of the vagina. I'm hoping I can learn to relax enough to reduce that a little bit. In any event, here you are with me on my first dilation. It really wasn't that hard. I'm tried using a mirror. It's not really very easy. I'm going to have to do this mostly by feel, I think. but it appears to me that the amount of swelling I have now, as opposed to this morning, is considerably less. This morning it looked like, I'm sorry to say this, complete carnage, and it was almost a week after the surgery. But in the few hours since then, things seem to have calmed down a good deal, and I can see a vulva there, swollen, yes, but I can see it. It's got stitches. It's going to need to settle down, but it looks a lot better to me. And the dilator in me now is just putting some slightly unpleasant pressure in there, but if this is as bad as it gets, it's not going to be nearly as bad as I thought. And my hope is that eventually this is going to become less unpleasant. And of course, eventually, I'm going to find more pleasant alternatives to this. The dilator is in as all the way to the fifth dot, which is as far as Crystal requested that I put it, and it really is not all that bad. The other thing is peeing, because I was very curious about what the sensation would be. I want to go through with that with you for those of you who are also curious. I don't remember where I was in the afternoon or the morning when I talked to you last, but I have taken a shower. I peed in the shower as it was suggested I do, and that was fine. A little while later, half an hour, 45 hour, I don't know, later I went in because I had to pee some more. I called Jim because I wanted, you know, in the womankind sense, I wanted some sisterly company when I peed for my first time. And he tips, tricks. So I said, do I lean back? Do I lean forward? And Jim suggested I lean forward, which I did a little bit. Understand that any action I take, any physical action I take for the next period of time is going to be modified to protect the stitching and whatever else that there is down there. But I did that. I got on the toilet and I just kind of leaned into the feeling. Now, here's the deal. In one sense, it felt very much like peeing through a penis. It felt like the sensation of leading up to peeing through a penis. A lot of the sensations are the same. The many of those nerves are there, and most, all their nerves, where the urethra, I mean, it's the same urethra. I don't know if they've cut off some of it, but it's the same urethra. It's all those same nerves. But imagine people with the penis sitting down on the toilet, your hands are anywhere but touching you. Let's say they're on the, I don't know, reading a book, because your hands are not part of this exercise. And so just my reflexes told me, in this situation, I better watch out, because there is likely to be urine just anywhere in front of me. Just anywhere. It could go sailing off across the room. I don't know. But what you do is feel it spraying, and it's warm. So once you leave the body, once the pee leaves the body, you're not done with it. You're going to be dealing with that again. You just were holding it for a while, and now you're going to be doing other things with it. So it's coming out, and you're feeling it on your butt cheeks. You may be feeling it on your thighs. Certainly a lot of it goes into the toilet, but certainly a lot of it doesn't. And I'm taking a moment to relax because for some reason I was tensing up a little bit and I was feeling that on the dilator. Anyway, the other sensation, of course, I was experiencing was sound. Usually when I sit down on the toilet, which is how I peed for the last most of my life, you know, the penis is pointing forward. It's hitting the rim of the bowl. There's no sound at all. But here, there was. There's the pee is going in any given direction down towards the water. So it's not like it's necessarily a stream down there. It's just kind of all over the place. And that was, I don't know, it made me feel like a woman. I mean, a lot of things make me feel like a woman, but that was a new sensation, and it was quite welcome to me. So as Jim and I said to each other, the days of silent peeing in the women's restroom are definitely over. Fine, so I did that, got the toilet paper. Increasingly, the purpose for a woman having toilet paper has become clear to me. I had always thought growing up, the woman pee, she just, you know, there's just this dainty drop of pee at the end of the urethra. That's not how it works. There's just pee everywhere. The labial folds are not there to direct the direction of the urine when it comes out of your urethra. So there you are, peeing and dilating. Okay, so Jules here. It's 3:30. I have dilated. You may want to pay attention to this next little bit. It could change your life for the better. It has certainly, I believe, changed mine. Okay, when I began dilating, I was lying back at about a 30-degree angle, which, if you were getting out of the hospital, is roughly equivalent to where they put you after maybe the first day. It's most of the way back. And I was feeling an unpleasant kind of pinching sensation between the dilator and whatever bone that is. It's got to be some sort of the hip ileal assembly. And it was pinching. It wasn't the end of the world, but it wasn't great. But then, in response to a particular stimulus, I lay, I would say, almost all the way back, and the pain pretty much went away. So now my body is mostly flat. I think my head itself may have been propped up a little on a pillow, but the rest of my body was flat. The dilator was in me. It's just all one long line. No pain. I am just experiencing myself in my new body with this neutral hard plastic object inserted 6 inches into my vagina, and I started to imagine sexual thoughts. Now, different people, that might be different things. I'm gay, and so my thoughts involved that particular direction, but it could just as easily not have, of course, given the shape of the general shape of the dilator. In any event, I now was pretty much obsessed with sexual thoughts, and any idea of unpleasantness went away, and I didn't touch anything. I didn't have to. I was experiencing a new kind of sensual pleasure. And I have to say, if this is what's in store for me, I'm all for it. Again, the only physical contact that anything was making with my body was this thing that was inserted in it. But I wasn't touching anything with my hands, certainly. But I started feeling sensation over a good portion of my body in a way I had heard about, but have never experienced. I found it to be something I'm looking forward to having happen again. This was my first time dilating. This is less than a week after the completion of my surgery, and when the 30-minute alarm finally went off, I found myself disappointed. Now, I could be the only person that this happens to, and maybe this will be the only time it ever happens to me, and I only bring this up to recommend it to you, that it's possible that you can take what an experience a lot of people dread and turn it into something you look forward to. Just remember to relax, keep your body flat, and do with your brain whatever you need to do. I know what I did, and I know I'm looking forward to tonight's session to see if I can get the same result. And if I can, I will let you know. Hello, it's 10 till 9. I want to pop the balloon I blew up earlier, or at least deflate it some. I just finished dilating, and I couldn't find that sweet spot this time. There wasn't any position that I could get into, that I could get the dilator into. I tried relaxing. It just went back to that same pinching thing, and it pretty much stayed there for the entire half hour. So, again, 1 to 2 on a 10-point pain scale, but I'm really hoping that that was just not a one-off thing. But in the meantime, I don't want to leave everybody indefinitely with an idea that you can just absolutely beat this, because I couldn't find that spot today. I'm a little bit disappointed, but we'll see what tomorrow brings. Anyway, good night, everyone.